CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 27th of November 2016. Here are the main news headlines. Youngsters GB16 Yota on the air. Join the Innovations Working Group virtual Buildathon from Chertsey. Every December, the IARU organises Youngsters on the Air Month, which is a month-long activity specifically aimed at getting young people operating amateur radio. It isn't a contest, but there's an award to chase. The UK station GB16YOTA will be put on the air by Sandringham School ARC on the 1st of December, Sidmouth ARS on the 2nd, and by Durham and District ARS on the 3rd. Worcester RAA will operate the call sign on the 4th. If young amateurs cannot get to these stations to take part, they can still join in by working as many YOTA stations as they can during December. Last year, about 30 countries took part, and there's an IARU award for working the YOTA special event stations. Further details at www.ham-yota.com/December-yota-month. The RSGB is looking for people interested in joining the Society's new Innovation Working Group. The required qualifications are simply an open and inquiring mind, together with an enthusiasm to look for the new and different within amateur radio. See the RSGB website for more details. Chertsey Radio Club will be hosting a virtual Buildathon starting in December. Bob M6FLT will be building a kit over a couple of weeks live on camera and will be able to answer questions as participants follow him. The kit will be a Kanga Products Fox 3 40m CW transceiver and K16 Kia kit. Participants buy the kit, but there's no cost to join in with the session. You'll need access to a laptop or tablet device and internet connection. Places and kits are limited for this first session, so email Chertsey Radio Club, all one word, at hotmail.com for more details. It's with sadness that we report the passing of the long-time G3M to P Group QSL sub-manager Gordon Brown, G3MZV. He'll be very much missed. The RSGB QSL Bureau is therefore in need of a replacement volunteer for a slightly enlarged and busy group, G3M to S. If you'd like to help, have time, space and some basic computer skills, including the use of a spreadsheet, please email the Bureau via qsl@rsgb.org.uk. The ARRL DXCC desk has approved the October 2016 T31TD expedition to Central Kiribati, Canton Island for DXCC credit. The next Suffolk Radio and Electronics Development, or RED, event takes place in Ipswich this week. Suffolk RED is run and supported by many of the radio clubs and amateurs in Suffolk and further afield. All enjoy the mix of practical hands-on activities available at each event. Plans include HF and VHF operating, CW tuition, Raspberry Pi Python scripting, constructing a link dipole and advanced tuition advice. It all takes place in a very social and relaxed environment. The next event takes place at 7:30 p.m. on the 30th of November at Hallow Tree Scout Camp, Nacton, Ipswich, IP10JP. If you're interested in 472 kHz CW, make sure you're around for the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of December when there's a QSO party starting about sunset, that is 1700 UTC. The last formal stage of the Raynet reunification process was completed at a meeting in November. The process for setting up Raynet UK is ongoing, and the Emergency Communications Committee page on the RSGB website will be updated regularly with reports of progress. Full details will be in the next edition of RADCOM, which should arrive with members on or after the 7th of December. The storm is threatening Nicaragua and Costa Rica through the remainder of this week. The Nicaraguan government has raised the alert level for parts of the country to prepare for the storm, and the Radio Experimenters Club of Nicaragua has activated their national emergency network. The main frequencies are 7.098 MHz, 3.798, but also include 7.105 and 3.805 MHz. The Radio Club of Costa Rica has also activated their network on 7080 kHz. All radio amateurs should listen carefully before transmitting and avoid causing QRM to emergency traffic on those frequencies. The Summits on the Air Summit to Summit event between Europe and North America on Saturday the 19th of November was a great success. Several activators had their first ever intercontinental summit to summit contact. 77 summits were activated, and the consensus seems to be that from a propagation point of view, the 17-metre band was the best. The UK 6-metre group's winter marathon starts on the 1st of December and ends on the 31st of January 2017. No specific operating periods. All modes are allowed on the 50 MHz band, and the exchange should be your signal reports and locator. For all the details, check out www.uksmg.org. Details of rallies and events. We're not aware of any rallies taking place today. The final rallies in the 2016 diary, says dairy here, but it means diary, take place next weekend, the 3rd and 4th of December. The South Lancs Winter Rally is on Saturday the 3rd of December at Bickershaw Labour Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw, Wigan, WN25TE. The venue has disabled facilities and car parking on site. Doors open at 9 a.m. with traders gaining access from 7:30. Admission £2.50. There will be trade stands, bring and buy and special interest groups, the licensed bar and catering on site. Details from Jason G0IZR at 1942 735 828. Bishop Auckland RAC rally is on Sunday the 4th of December at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, 32 High Street, Spennymoor, Durham, DL166DB. The venue has good car parking and disabled facilities. There'll be the usual radio, computer and electronics, as well as a bring and buy. Catering and bar will be available on site. Facilities, it doesn't explain what that means. Doors open at 10:30 with disabled visitors gaining access from 10:15. Admission £2, under 14s, free of charge with an adult. Talk in S22, more details from John G4LRG, 01388 606 396. If you have any rally or event information for 2017 you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as you can. DX News now compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Alan K0AV will operate a ZD8V from Ascension Island, IOTA AF003, until the 1st of December. Activity will be mainly CWQSL via the home call. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Tim NL8F, Paula NX1P will be on Norfolk Island, OC005, until the 3rd of December. They'll use the call sign VK9NF and will be active on the 160 to 10 metre bands using CWSSB and RTTY, QSL Manager N7RO. Jim WB2JO will be on the air as 3D2JS from Haveuni Island, OC016, from December 2016 to March 2017. Activity HF bands and 6 metres using CWSSB and some digital modes, QSL to his home call. Falker DJ8VW will be operating as 5PAPA8VW from Romo between, that's spelt R-O-E-M-O-E, between the 26th of November until the 10th of December. He'll use the 10 to 160 metre bands SSB, CW and JT65, QSL DJ8VW direct or via the Bureau or Club Log OQRS. Look for K2SX, W1UU, W2LK and WA60 to be active as VP2V from Tortola in the British Virgin Islands, NA023, until the 29th of November, QSL home via home calls. Mike GM0HCQ is active from on board the Royal Research Ship James Clark Ross. Whilst in Antarctic and Falkland Island waters, he uses the call sign VP8CMH Mickey Mouse, Maritime Mobile. At all other times, he uses GM0HCQ/MM. The ship is due to arrive at Rotherup Base on Adelaide Island, ANO01, Antarctica, on the 27th of November and depart on the 30th. If time allows, Mike will be on the air as VP8ROT. QSL for all call signs via GM0HCQ, direct only, Logbook of the World and EQSL. You can follow the ship's itinerary and Mike's daily updates at www.gm0hcq.com. Special event news now. Members of the ARRL headquarters staff will be on the air as WNT from the 28th of November to the 4th of December in honour of Mark Twain's 181st birthday. On the 30th of November, Twain's actual birthday, the Mark Twain House and Museum in Hartford, Connecticut has granted permission for a special event station to be set up in the front yard of the house from 1400 to 2100 UTC. All other W1T activity during the week will be conducted from other sites as ARRL staff time permits. All bands and modes will be considered, including satellite operation. A special W1T QSL card will be available to commemorate the event. Complete information is on the W1T listing at qrz.com. Contest news. CQ Worldwide DXCW contest takes place for the entire 48 hours of this weekend, 26th and 27th of November. It will undoubtedly keep the HF bands busy, although declining solar activity will probably mean patchy and short-lived propagation on 10. Using the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the Exchanger Signal Report CQ zone, which for us in the UK is 14. On Tuesday, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all nodes on the band, the Exchanger Signal Report serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI 80 metre contest takes place 2000 to 2100 UTC. CW only 3.5 megs bands exchanges your 4 character locator square. The ARRL 160 metre contest runs for 42 hours, starting 2200 UTC on the Friday, the 2nd of December, because you need to work the USA, US territories and Canada only. The only time there's going to be a path is when it's dark at both ends of the QSO. This means you can expect to hear the better equipped East Coast stations from about 2200 each night. Propagation will spread west as darkness falls across North America, but the band will close around dawn in the UK when the D region forms. Using CW only, the Exchanger Signal Report with US and Canadian station sending their ARRL or RAC section. On Sunday the 4th of December, the 144 MHz AFS contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes, the Exchanger Signal Report serial number and locator. Propagation report now compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G3NYK and G4BAO. This week's NOAA and us got the HF propagation prediction wrong, they say. The figures suggested that last weekend would be unsettled geomagnetically, but in fact conditions were actually much better. The K index did eventually rise, but not until late Tuesday evening. Prediction for this weekend, as you read or hear this report, remains uncertain, as the Earth succumbs again to the last of the weaker-than-expected plasma streams from a large recurrent coronal hole on the Sun. NOAA has this weekend's solar flux index predicted at around 80 and the K index at 3 or 4, but geomagnetic conditions may improve slightly as we move into next week. It's hard to say exactly how conditions will be for this weekend's CW leg of the CQ Worldwide contest. If we continue to be hit with solar plasma, maximum usable frequencies may be impacted adversely. However, as contestants tend to use larger than average antennas and power levels, you should find the bands open to DX at least up to 21 megs. Short occasional openings on 10 metres may be possible, especially in the southern hemisphere, southern Europe and equatorial Africa. We certainly won't see the kind of conditions we have enjoyed during the last two or three CQ Worldwide contests. And now VHF and up propagation. We have high pressure in attendance and condition on the VHF and UHF bands are picking up well. This high should provide temperature inversions both near the surface and aloft due to descending air within the high pressure area. These temperature inversions are important in that they form discontinuities of the refractive index over short height spans and become the regions that conduct your VHF-UHF signals over long distances. Troppo conditions provide DX paths around the edges of large highs, so look for flat layers of low cloud or mist and fog, both visual signs of temperature inversions. Favoured paths are likely to be within the UK and across the North Sea into Northern Europe. Things will probably change around midweek as low pressure moves down from Iceland. It is possible the high may reassert itself later in the week, but this is a bit of a long shot. The moon is at apogee today, so path losses are at their highest. Moon declination is still negative, so with the sun close to the moon on Tuesday, it's a poor week for EME. We had a Leonid fireball meteor last week. While spectacular, a single rock doesn't help meteor scatter conditions. So just hang in there for the major Geminid shower in a few weeks' time. That's it for this week from the Propagation team, and that's it from me also until next week.